thank you for this love, God. Lord, that we can freely receive, God. Lord, with our hearts that we declare, so will I. So will I surrender. Lord, and receive all that you have for me. God, Lord, I pray tonight, God, I ask to God, Lord, that you speak to our hearts, God, like you have to God, Lord, in our worship tonight, God. Lord, of that place of surrender, that place to God, Lord, no matter where we are, no matter what place we are, even broken places, God, Lord, that you are there, with arms wide open to receive us and to strengthen us, encourage us. I pray to God, Lord, that our eyes be open to God and our ears be open and we hear, Lord, what the Spirit is declaring tonight in this house, God. We give you praise and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Wasn't that good? Did you enjoy that worship? I enjoy that worship. Hallelujah. I just almost tell them, keep going. Just keep going. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Kelly and David, they shared kind of what was on my heart. Can you say going through it? Going through it. Listen, and I welcome everybody tonight, and I just want to share this about going through it. And, you know, sometimes we got to understand, it is nice to find out and know why, you know, what it is sometimes why you're going through things, and you can't always explain it. And I want you to know that it's that place of us surrendering, and it's a place of trusting Him. It's letting Him be God. Amen. And I step aside and just let Him be God. And there's something about just letting Him be God in our lives where that we empty ourselves up, because we build ourselves up with so much strength and the things that we could do on our own with our own abilities. And those fail us. Amen. They come short. They cause us to run into walls and to fall. But He says, declare that when we exalt Him and He empties us out and pours Himself back into us. Amen. So we're filled up with Him and all that He is. Amen. So that's what He wants to do in our lives. So we go through things in our lives. And I want you to know that when we go through those things, don't go through it alone. At those moments, we have to be at a place where we say, I'm surrendering. I need to surrender what I've tried to do it on my own. Because we do it so many ways, in our own ways, with our own strengths, our own abilities. And we have to be at that place where we surrender. Amen. So I want you to hear this tonight. I'm going to give you some scriptures and just take it. But I wrote this down, going through something for something. Tell somebody for something. Listen, I want you to know that we got to understand that the things we go through in this life, day to day, moment by moment, we're going through them for something. Amen? And sometimes it seems hard. You know, right now, you're going through a tough time. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Can you figure it out? Right now. Okay, yes, you can. Okay. She's going through something for something. Amen. She's going through a struggle right now, but it's going to bring, because she's got hope on the end result. Amen. That she's going to bring forth this baby. Amen. That she can't see right now. Visibly, you can't see, but she has hope and she knows, amen, that this baby is going to bring forth joy and she's going to see the results of something that she's hoping for. So I just want us to understand something. So the things that you're going through, and I want us to know, what are we going through? How are we going through them? How do I go through things? Because we go through things, don't we, Dave? We go through things. And I want you to know that when you go through them, you could go through them with God or without God. You're still going to go through things. But when you realize and you surrender to go through them with God, I want you to know you're going to get some victories in your life. Amen? You're going to get some peace, some joy. And through those things are the results of fruit that come in your life. When you go through those things, that's when you begin to see the fruit produced in your lives. You know, I just heard an incredible story about the bamboo tree. And I thought this was amazing. And you take a bamboo a tree and you plant it. It's not a tree, but you take the seed and plant it in the ground. And when they plant these seeds in the ground, they have to water them. Not for a few days. Not for a few months, But for 5 years without seeing any results. 5 years. 5 years. Well, everybody around you is looking at, hey, what are you doing, man? Come on, I want you to get this. Listen, sometimes in your life, you're going to go through some things and you don't see results right away. But I want you to stand strong and understand something. You're going through it for something. I want you to know, don't give up and don't stop in the moats right before the finish line, right before that. That it might feel like the pain's too much, but just reach your foot out a little bit farther because the finish line might be right in front of you. But so many times people stop, they come up too short, and they don't finish the race. But here it is, they're planting it, they put it in the ground, they're watering it for 5 years with no results. But I want you to know that after 5 years, within 5 months, that bamboo tree will grow 90 feet. I want you to understand something. It didn't grow the 90 feet in the 5 weeks. It grew the 90 feet in those 5 years. Because somebody watered that seed. Somebody didn't stop. Somebody, because if they would have stopped there, it wouldn't have had the opportunity to reach 90 feet. I want you to know that sometimes we want to see the results. We want to get to the high places. We want to get there quick. But I want you to know, listen, it takes the watering. It takes sowing that seed. It takes you standing there sometimes going time after time to that place. Sometimes you might come into church. You might feel like, I want you to know that you might not feel like you see results all the time. Sometimes you do and sometimes we do. I say it all the time. Sometimes you feel like you're Superman. Sometimes you feel like spiritually, man, the wind's blowing behind your back and you can do everything. But then there's sometimes, come on, where you got to go through things, amen, to see some results. You got to go through some things. And I want you to know that in going through those things, God's building something within your life. Come on, God's molding something within you. God's creating something within you, and that's not just for you. But I want you to know, as He's doing something in your life, He's producing something for others in your life. Amen? He's doing that others might not see now, but they will see. Come on, it'll draw the attentions of others because we are the salt of the earth. How do we get to become the salt of the earth? How do we become the light of the world? How do we do that? Going through some things so that we have something to stand on. Amen? So that we have a testimony within us, so that we can declare something, because you know what? Nobody can just, you. It's your story. And when you go through that, you have something to share. You got a powerful message. Nobody can tell me what it's like, I know what it's like to go through addiction and be delivered. That's my story. Come on, amen? That's my story. That's my story. You can share yours to me, and it's powerful. But I want you to know, nothing's greater than my story of what God did in my life. But I had to go through it to see where I am today. Amen? So let's look here. Let's look in Philippians 3. Let me read this to you. Amen? We're going to open up the Word. Philippians 3:12, and it says, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. I want you to hear this, amen? And he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing. Say this one thing. I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before me. Listen, I want you to know that sometimes, we might not feel like it, just like that bamboo tree. Sometimes it not feel like that you have apprehended. Sometimes you might not feel like you're perfect or you're there. Come on, you've been there. Sometimes you just, all you can focus is on all the negative or sometimes the bad things sometimes that are going in your life or the things that might not be perfect in your life yet. But he's declaring something, and this is the way to go through things. Because if you start focusing on all that stuff that's in the back, come on, I want you to see this. You start looking at where you used to come from, or what you used to be, or how things used to be. When you begin to turn yourself that way, you begin to be drawn to that place, and you begin to move that way. But he says you got to have something in front of you. Come on, that you got to focus on that thing that's with. The Bible says to press towards the mark of the high calling. You need to have that, and I want you to know that calling is Jesus Christ.
We got to press towards Him. That we need to keep Him in front of us. Our focus needs to be on God. We have to focus on Him and our lives to go through these things and know how He can deliver you through these things. Come on, God declares and He shows us in His Word, chapter after chapter, about how that He went through things with people in their lives. You will go through the valleys of the shadows of death, but I will be there. I will be there. Come on, tell someone I'll be there. He will be there with you. He will be your strength. But I want you to know there's a sense of responsibility that we have to keep Him in front of us. Come on. We got to focus on Him. Not on all the problems. Come on. And it just helps everybody that maybe you're going through some emotional stress or maybe you have some depression. You can't focus on all those things that caused you to be there. We got to focus on the One who got me out of there. Come on. The One that's got me out of that place. The One that went through those things. I want you to know that He went through these things. The Bible talks to you, or the song that you declared, that He went to the cross. And He suffered through it. He didn't stop halfway through. Thank God. Come on. He didn't quit halfway. Do you know why He didn't? Because then you would not have your own story. But you got your own story now. Why? Because He died for you. He died in your place so that you don't have to look back no more. But you could press on to see and to reach for what He's done for you in the power of His life. Now you can receive it in your life and be empowered to get through it. So we focus on what He's doing. And who He is in my life. And that'll draw me out of that place. Amen? It says, "And I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I press toward that mark. 1 Peter says this. It says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you." Listen, to get through things in our lives, to get through those tough moments in our lives, we cannot get carried down or bogged down with all those things. And that's what we do. And we have to have a responsibility not to do that, to hold on to these things. Because what happens is we get filled up with so much garbage, so much negative thinking, come on, that we leave no room for God. Come on, amen? And as much as He wants to convince you, come on, to let it go, we have to do it. We have to be at a place say, "I'm not going to care this no more. I'm not going to carry this no more in my life. I'm going to let this thing go." And I want you to know that it sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you got to do it daily. Sometimes you got to put that thing down. Maybe it's an addiction, but you got to do it every day. You got to start up every day. "Lord, I'm going to get through this day." Come on, amen. Just take the day, amen. Or take the minute, or take that moment right then. When you get out of your bed, God, "Lord, I need your strength right now." Come on. He wants you to challenge Him. He wants you to reach for Him for the high calling so that you can have a testimony of what God does in your life. Give God the opportunity, come on, to do a miracle in your life. Give God the opportunity. People that experienced miracles in the Bible, they gave Him the opportunity. They weren't just standing at their own homes or somewhere else on the side of the road. No, but they pressed through. Come on. They reached for the high calling. They reached after Him. That no matter what it looked like, no matter how hard it was, sometimes it seems hard because the press and things are all around you. But they began to put something behind them so that they can reach forward to who He's standing in front of you. He's available to every one of us. Everybody in this place. Every problem, every situation, He's the answer for that. But He says we need to cast our cares. We need to take our cares. He says that we need to cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. You've got to understand that He died for you so that you don't have to carry it no more. Come on. That you don't have to carry it no more. Come on. Maybe it's guilt. Maybe it's shame. You don't have to carry it no more. He died. Let me say it again. He died for you so that you don't have to carry that no more. So that you don't have to die in shame. That you don't have to die in addiction. You don't have to die in your pain or your hurts or things that happened to you when you're younger. No. He died so that you don't have to. I want you to know that sometimes it's not really something in a sense where we just die, but we stop living because of the pain, because of the shame, because of all those things. And He says, "I've come to give you life, life more abundantly." Not that you would die and not have life. I've come to give it to you. Come on, amen. And He says, "Be sober, be vigilant," but you got to be sober. You got to be alert. Come on, amen. You got to be alert. You got to understand. You got to be vigilant. Because your adversary, The devil. Listen, I want you to hear this and stop. If you already know this, that's okay. But whose adversary is it? Whose? Your adversary. Because it ain't God's. It ain't God's adversary. The devil's not God's adversary. He defeated him on the cross. So if he isn't God's adversary, if my strength comes from him, he's not my adversary anymore. I can't give him no more power. I don't give him place in my life. But when I begin to carry cares, when I begin to carry things that are in my past, keep carrying these things that are trying to pull life from me, then he is my adversary. But when I cast it on him, come on, when I let it go, come on, and I go through it with him, he's not my adversary. And it says, and he's as a roaring lion. He acts like he's got it all together, but he ain't got no teeth. The funniest thing in the world, you see a lion, a big old bad, but then they're roaring, they ain't got no teeth. All of a sudden, your strength just gets built up inside you, and you say, yeah. Come on, yeah, I got this down. And it says, listen, I want you to think about this too, is that whenever... let me say, walketh, and he says, he walks about seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for somebody to devour life from us. He's looking to devour. And it says, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. I want you to see this and know that no matter what, even the things that even people in the world go through things, even Christians, tell someone Christians go through things. Christians go through things. Come on. But he says, I want you to hear this. And he says, knowing that this affliction accomplished in your brethren in the world, but the God of all grace, who hath called us into eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that he suffered a while, make you perfect and establish and strengthen and settle you. That he might settle you. Listen, that he wants to accomplish something in you. What has already been done on the cross, now he wants to accomplish in you. Listen, I want you to know that he was not defeated. I want you to get this. He wasn't defeated. I want you to look at yourself and understand to put yourself in the place of Christ. And understand that it was for you. That he died for you. Individually, we have to take hold of that for myself. We need to apprehend that for ourselves if we're ever going to go through things. And to know that what did he go through? Everything that has given me hell in my life. Everything that has caused me defeat in my life. He went and died for. He suffered for in my place. So that I don't have to go through that alone. So that I don't have to bear that. So that it won't overcome me, but I can overcome it. He wasn't defeated. He rose from the grave. Amen? He rose from the grave. And that gives me hope and victory in knowing that if that's what Christ did, and he lives in me, so shall it be in my life. Amen? So we go through it and he says, and to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. 1 Samuel. I want to read this to you. Listen to this. This is somebody that went through it. And you could take this and read it. It's 1 Samuel 30. But the Bible talks about how David was just like us. He went through things. He had failures. He had victories. He did some amazing things that God used him. Remember, he killed Goliath. He did all kinds of amazing things with the power of God in his life. He went through some things. But I want you to know that this is what he didn't do. That when he was faced with trouble and turmoil in his life, he didn't run from God. But he ran to God. We have to understand that if we're ever going to go through things, you can't run from God, but to God. I want us to know that it's God that will bring us through things. But why do we, the one that gives us strength and hope and loves us like nobody else does. He knows me like nobody else. He knows me greater than my wife, than my mother, my father, than anybody who I think so close to me. He knows me more than that. He loves me more. No one will ever love me more. But when I go through something, He's the one I run from. Listen. And it says, and it came to pass that David and his men were in Ziklag. He says, on the third day. Now, I just want to give you this. Everybody, y'all know this, that what happened on the third day? Jesus rose from the grave. So there's something, there's a picture, inside a picture for us to see here. That this is how David was ever going to get through his things. There's some turmoil that comes. There are some hard things that we face in life. But we got to realize, on the third day he rose again. So he says, and he says in Ziklag, this is where he lived, this is where his home was. This is personal. This is personal. And he says, and it had and had taken the woman captives that were there, and slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. And they left. And David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power. Listen, I want you to know that that's real. Come on, amen. That's real. We go through things in life and things overwhelm us for that moment, but we can't stay there. Tell someone you can't stay there. I want us to get this, because you can't stay in that moment of defeat, that you have been knocked, you've been pushed around. At that moment, you cannot give up and stop, but you got to realize that I'm going to go through this thing with victory with God. Come on. I'm going through this for something. So I'm pressing on to Him, that in the end result, guess what? I realize, and I'll be empowered and be strengthened through this thing, no matter what it looks like, no matter how horrible it is, but all things work together for good for those that are called and that love God. Amen. And all things. It doesn't matter what it is. You can't think. You might not understand. How is this going to work out to be good? David was right there just like us. He was on his knees. He was crying. He says, are you kidding me? They burned my house. They took my wife and my children and everything that I owned. And it's gone. I want you to know that here, this David was doing some things. He was out doing some things that he was supposed to be doing. But when he got back, everything was messed up. But he could have stopped and said, you know what? I can't believe this. I give up. I give up. I'm not going to be able to do this. But I wrote this down. I looked this up, this word, and I want you to hear this. Am I helping you? These are my wives. So I forgot mine, so don't make fun of me. Hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on an expectation of positive outcomes. With respect to events, circumstances in one's life, or the world at large, it includes expect the confidence to cherish a desire with anticipation. Wow. I'm going to say it again. Hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on expectation of positive outcomes. An expectation of a positive outcome. I want you to know that he didn't look back. He seen that. It was all burned. He didn't stay in the place that was rubble, that was broken, that was destroyed. He wasn't bound to stay there no more. He wasn't going to stay there, but he turned himself to God. I want you to look. Remember I said at the beginning that he didn't no longer looking behind, but to reach, amen, to press towards the high calling. For us to go through things like, you have to press. Come on, you got to press. Come on, sometimes you got to lay the bitterness aside. Sometimes you got to lay the anger, unforgiveness. Sometimes you got to lay that behind. Come on, so that we could press on towards the mark of the high calling. Amen. And the high calling is what God has for you. He's standing there saying, here, I got this for you. I got joy. I got peace. Come on. I got gentleness, kindness. Come on. I got these fruits right here for you. But you got to press to the high calling. You got to stay. You got to move forward in this. And it says, and David... He says, and the people that were there, they began to lift up their voice. And David's two wives were taken, Ahinoam and Jezreelis, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal Carmelite. And those two words mean this, joy and exaltation. Joy, grace, and exaltation. This is what was taken from him. Listen, I like this. Amen? Listen, at that moment, it looked like favor. It looked like the joy, all that was abandoned from him. It felt like that because of the situation. And if we focus on the situations, it'll cause us to feel that way. If you focus on all the negative and the bad things, it'll cause us to lose hope and expectation of something good to happen.
You cannot lose your hope. You cannot lose hope. Amen? Even though the enemy tries to do it, he's as. Come on, as. He's as a roaring lion. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because of the soul. The people were grieved, and every man of his sons and his daughters, but David. Say, but David. But David, he encouraged himself in the Lord. We cannot wait for someone to do it for us. We have to encourage ourselves in God. If we wait sometimes for someone to drag us to church, come on, or drag us to worship, or push us, come on, worship, lift up your hands. Come on, you got to worship. Just open your hearts. Clap your hands and force us to, or try to get us to do it. No. We have to encourage ourselves in God. Come on. We have to do it in ourselves. We have to be at that place. Come on. Listen, we got to be there just like every one of these miracles. They got their miracles. Why? Because they just weren't waiting for it, but they pressed into it. Come on. They pressed, they encouraged themselves. They reached out for it. Come on. They went after it. Isn't it something powerful? You know how powerful it is when you begin to worship God and you begin to lift up His name. You begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. We can't always wait for someone to do it. You can't wait for me just to give you a word. Because sometimes if you're going through it and you're not taking hold of that word and you're going through these things time after time, eventually you'll say, this guy's getting on my nerves. I mean it. Because you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You got to find that place of time of getting alone with God, pressing on to Him yourself. Amen? And it says, so listen. And David said unto Abathar the priest, he says, I pray. He says, bring me my ephod, my priestly garment. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after them? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him. And this is what he said. Ready? Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. Say, recover all. He said, you will recover all. Everything. Let me look at Psalms. Psalms 43. We can't stay in that place. And this is what David wrote. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? But hope. Say hope. Hope in God. For I shall yet praise Him, who is my health and my countenance and my God. He says that I was waiting with expectation and patience, just like watering that bamboo. Just like staying in that place. Staying in that place. And not moving from it, but waiting and trusting that God will perform. Trusting on God's Word. He said that you surely shall overtake and overcome. It didn't come overnight. Come on, some of our victories don't come overnight. Sometimes it takes us to wait on Him. Sometimes it takes us to stand in those moments because maybe God's working in me. Come on. Maybe God's doing something in my heart. Maybe God's pulling some things that I used to trust out away. I want you to know that everybody here that has ever been on a plane, you ever been on a plane? Come on. The first thing that you do before you go in, you cannot get out on that plane without what? Checking in your what? You got to check in your baggage before you can fly. I want you to know that God doesn't want us to carry all the baggage and the weights of the things in the past. He's standing there ready to receive it at that line, ready to take your baggage. Ready to take those things so that why? So that you can soar. And sometimes it takes longer because we hold on to our bags. We hold on to those things. Come on. We're comfortable with those things. Come on, Dave. We hold on to those things. Come on, we get familiar with those things. Come on, we get familiar. I talked about it before. There's some clothes that you own that you're never going to fit into before, ever again. I know there's, I'm talking to myself, that there's some things that I'll never fit into ever again. But man, I was comfortable. I like that. That's what we are with things sometimes in our lives. But we got to check them out. Sometimes cast your cares upon Him. If we're ever going to go through things, if we're ever going to make it through those things, we have to cast them. We got to check in those things so that we can fly. Amen? David, do number two, gracefully broken. Gracefully broken? Yeah. So come on, as we sing this last song, I just want everybody to let this sink into your hearts. I hope this word helps you. And if anybody needs prayer, you can come forward. If you don't know Jesus in your life as your Savior, tonight you can. So whatever it is, I just want you just open your hearts as He sings this song. Just come to a place of surrender. Amen?
grab somebody's hand here tonight. Come on. Come on, hallelujah. Right now. Right now, Father, we declare tonight, come on. The strength in numbers, hallelujah. You can't go through this alone, come on. You can't go through this alone. You need some people, you need someone in your life, and once in your life, that'll believe with you, that'll be a strength for you, that'll pray for you, come on. That'll lift you up, and encourage you, that'll help you, that when you can't find your strength, that they'll be there to be there for you. God sends people in your lives. I pray tonight, I pray for strength. I pray for empowering, God, right now. In these people here tonight, that we no longer look back, hallelujah. That we don't focus on the negative, on the down things, but God, Lord, we focus on who you are. And that you love us desperately. You love us desperately. Your desire, hallelujah, your heart is to love us. I pray we surrender. I pray our hearts be open. That we surrender ourselves and we focus and we see, Lord, whatever I need to let go, I'll let go, God, because I love you. You give me the strength to do it. But I pray tonight, Lord, give us strength. Right now. Right now. Move in our lives. No looking back. No looking back. And know that what I'm going, the things that I'm going through are for something. The difficulty I went through, that my misery will become my ministry. That my pain will now become power. That my weakness will be strength. And we declare in your name, amen. Come on, encourage somebody. Amen.